It's time for this week's edition of the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report, brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. We go to the phone and talk to our good friend, Joe Hicks. Hello, Mr. Joe Hicks. How are you, sir?
All right. How are you doing, Mr. Joel?
I'm doing great, buddy. Okay, you're filling in for Dr. Bill Blackley, and I know you're
I am. He has taken off to the great state of Washington, and he's out looking at whales and visiting family and grandkids.
Oh, that sounds great. Okay, what have we got going on with the trails?
Okay. Well, as always, we want to thank the folks and organizations that are so appreciative for their help that they in the building of our trail towards Stone Mountain State State Park and going east toward Pilot Mountain State Park. Eddie Harris and Eddie Settle are commissioners, Wilkes and Surrey counties. They're on board with us and helping all they can. The announcement of the purchase of the property up at Carter Falls has gone into the process of agreements, and we have a lawyer in Wilkes County that's been appointed to handle the Wilkes portion of this. The Attorney General, the State Attorney General's office, has appointed Attorney Russell Faree of Wilkesboro, and he's chosen to handle the title, settlement, and services for the transfer. Once the review and approval are completed, then we can move to closing with Wilkes County Attorney and Manager. The state trail folks, since they have paid for this or helped pay for it, Carol Tingley, the state trails, the Mountain Sea Trails, and the other folks involved, would love to have a ceremony sometime in late September, early October. Probably the governor be invited and other officials, and we just don't know yet exactly who will be coming, but those invitations will be sent. Bob Hillier has flagged some of the trail already, along with some of the other folks. I think Bill Blackley went up and helped him do some of the flagging. We've been having work days as we can. It got so hot, and we've had lots of folks that just wanted to hold back until we cool down some. The heat, humidity, and the yellow jackets have been bad news for us. So we're easing up a little bit. We're still clearing and building trail from Carter Mill Road to Binge Road. There is a parking area that we prepared down along Carter Mill Road between the trailhead of going back toward Brookfall Dairy Road and going back toward our last bridge. Jimmy Chappell, the guys went in and put up some split rail fencing down there. It's a beautiful little area for parking. Jimmy Chappell delivered some of the concrete bumpers for the parking area. And one day when it gets a little cooler, we need to get up there and set those in place. We may be begging for help. So come on out and help us if you can. On Monday, the new piece of trail from under McNeil Bridge had been completed from bridge to the boat ramp, and Adam McComb and his guys completed that. It's a beautiful little stretch of trail that connects back up to Standard Street, then to West Main Street, and then to the park via the trail behind the library. Last week, we completed our 11th week of 2017 Duck Turtle Regatta sales at the farmer market. And we share, of course, this money with Yagan Valley Rotary, who helps in the work and sales of the chances on the fundraiser. Last year, we had like 42 prizes, and we are hoping to have that many again this time. And we are able to give a lot of our friends winnings from their $5 donation for each chance. Rotary share of the fundraiser goes toward scholarships for three local high schools, Elkin, Starmount, and East Wilkes. Of course, our EVTA money goes right back into our trail building and efforts. The race of the Ducky Turtles will take place on September 23rd, the day of the Pumpkin Festival, at 4:30 to 5 o'clock down behind the library. And they will be put in the creek and come down over the waterfalls. And the scouts will be helping us catch those guys and put them in a bucket. And we have some little 3-year-old, 4-year-old kids doing the drawing out of a bucket. And they check the numbers on them, and we assign the number to the winners, and first one pulled out of that bucket will get the kayak, and then right on down the list of prizes. So come on out Saturday morning, and every Saturday morning from now on until September 23rd, we'll be at the farmer's market. And we have a new mascot that's down there with us. Terry, the pterodactyl, has been sitting on our table down there, and he's helping sales. And he's chosen his the one he thinks will win the race, and he's holding it under his little pterodactyl arm. So come on down and see Terry Saturday morning, and Mom and Dad, bring your kids out with you so we can have a little fun with the kids.
All right. That's Joe Hicks, folks. It's this week's edition of the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report, and it's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. We'll talk next week.
All right. Thank you.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, reminds you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringeman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at SOMFS.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.